We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the second hour of this March 29th broadcast of the Liberty Hour. I am one of your hosts, Mark Glenn, Cub reporter with American Free Press newspaper. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. However, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that what you see on the website is only a fraction of what you will get in this weekly 24-page newspaper. It may sound presumptuous on my part, but I don't think that you're going to find any other newspapers in America that are going to give you the kind of news and analysis that you're going to find in American Free Press. Phil, that conversation that we had last hour with Mike Rivero, my head is still spinning, and I know from having heard Mike on other radio programs that this is just scratching the surface of what he knows and the analysis that he has to offer on this situation. And, one of the things we didn't discuss this last hour, but which we can bring up now, is what the listeners can do in trying to bring some type of resolution to this situation of spying on America. And one of which is, I know, people don't want to, consider this because they think it's just a waste of time, but you need to let your elected members of Congress know that you're watching and you're listening, and that you're not going to just sit by and allow them to crawl into bed with the enemy, and that there's not going to be some price to pay for it. But you mentioned, Phil, that when your congressman would not respond to any of your letters that you had been sending him regarding the USS Liberty, that you finally sent a letter to him that made him snap up and pay attention. Why don't you tell the people what you told him?
I'd be glad to, Mark. What I told him was, if you do not respond to my letter, I know you're up for re-election, and as soon as you get on the Western Slope in Grand Junction, Montrose, wherever, I'll have 100 veterans out there protesting your re-election, and we will follow you around like cockroaches until you answer my letter fully and honestly. And 4 or 5 days later, I got a letter in the mail saying that, yes, he is interested in this issue and would do his very best to clear it up. Sadly to say, nothing's been cleared up, and I haven't heard another word from him. So,
well, ultimately, Phil, sorry to interrupt, but you had sent a letter to him, and 6 months went by, and you had gotten nothing from him.
Correct.
And then you send this letter, and you say, I'm going to cause you grief if you don't pay me some mind. And 4 days later, you get a response.
Yes, that's correct. That's absolutely correct. And, I just told him, hey, you're working for us. We're not working for you. And it will help if you write your congressmen and senators and let them know what you feel without, the great Americans doing what they are, duty-bound to do is to save this country. You need to write them for the sake of your children and your grandchildren. And
yeah,
with that being said, I'd like to bring up Gary Brummett and let Gary tell us what happened on June 8th, 1967, to him in his own words. Gary, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and start off and give us an intro on what you did, and what was your damage control station, and so on and so forth, and what you thought was happening during the attack.
Well, I was in engineering, as you had mentioned earlier. I was a boiler tender. I was J.P. Newell, and I was working on a main steam line when the first missile hit. And I spent most of my time there in the fire room. I did go to my GQ stations.
Gary, I'm sorry to interrupt, buddy. Hold on a second. That music is there, so we've got to go to a break. Hold that thought, Gary. Sorry to interrupt you like that. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes with the second hour of the Liberty Hour.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Liberty Hour. We're in the second hour of our last hour of the Liberty Hour, and I want to thank our special guest and my hero, Gary Brummett. And, Gary, if you'd please continue on with your thoughts, I would appreciate it.
All right. Well, we left off when the commercial started. After the attack started, naturally, I went to my general quarters stations, which was above was out of the engineering spaces, was on the old one level. Robert Clyde Kidd and I, who is now deceased, we closed some portholes and hatches and reported back to the mess decks, which had been turned into a triage, and the wounded were being brought in, those that had already been shot or hit with shrapnel, what have you. And shortly thereafter, we were told, the engineers were told, to lay back to the engineering spaces, and I went back to the boiler room. And I stayed there from that point when we were still under the aerial attack at that time until midnight that night. I was down there when the torpedo hit us. I know I can remember thinking at the time I was a 20-year-old guy from Louisiana, and I'd been to a few crawfish boils, and I thought, hell, I'm fixing to be the crawfish in this, because I knew if the torpedo hit the engineering spaces at those boilers, And that cold seawater was going to pop them, and it was going to not be a pretty sight. But instead of talking about myself, may I comment on the previous guest, Mike Rivera, something he had to say?
Sure, Gary.
And listen to Mike. He's extremely interesting to me and the points that he brought up. And there's a couple of things I would like to say, things that were told to me by people that I have become friends with in the last few years, let's say. Y'all were talking about Pollard and all the damage that he did. You know, something that's never been published, and this came from a fellow that had government contacts and worked for the government for many years. He said, aside from the secrets that Pollard gave away, Pollard outed 1,300 agents that we had around the world. That's something that has not been thought about or touched on, to go along with the thousands of documents that he passed along. Now, something Mike also mentioned about misinformation or disinformation, the same gentleman that told me about the 1,300 agents being outed also made a statement to me on three or four different occasions back in the mid-60s. He was a house guest of Moshe Dayan, who was defense minister of Israel. And Dayan made a statement to him. He said at the time it didn't make a whole lot of sense to him. But he said, if we Jews learn nothing else from the Germans, we learned that whoever controls the media controls the mind. You've got six companies in the United States that controls 80% of your TV type media. The American public has been fed so much misinformation or disinformation. Myself, I see it quite easily. I get so irritated with news people that they won't tell the truth. We had that happen. We had two different entities covered our most recent reunion we had. One was USA Today. I wouldn't spit on their damn paper. They sent a guy there by the name of Orrin Durrell that done a hatchet job on us. He wasn't interested in the truth. Disinformation. A little dude from England. His last name was Berg. I don't recall his first name. He had me as a conspiracy theorist. And I thought, that's something new to add to my resume, I guess. I'd never been called that before. But it falls, what I'm saying falls in line with what your previous guest, Mr. Rivera, had to say. And I watched the current political landscape that's out there. That's all you can see on television. You look at the Obama, the Clinton, the McCain, and I find it somewhat puzzling for a while why all of a sudden everybody's piling on Clinton and supporting Obama. And just this morning I see the Pennsylvania, one of the senators from Pennsylvania is endorsing Obama. I think what it is and the reason for that, the powers that be, those that run this country, you might say, and they're not elected either, they realize that Obama cannot beat McCain, but they're very damn well afraid Clinton can.
Excuse my
momentary rant.
Oh, that's okay. That's what this show is for, Gary. This show is for you guys on the Liberty to Say. I mean, if you want to come on here and talk about your favorite recipe for making thin soup, then that's what this show is for. So,
well. You know, the old saying about hindsight is 20/20. I've got a 40-year hindsight view of what happened to the Liberty, and it's pretty crystal clear. You know, it was covered up from day one. We got that rat down there in Florida that called himself a federal judge. I won't even call his name. I despise him so. That talks about all the congressional investigations that's been done into the Liberty. Well, if you look at the letter that the Navy sent to Congressman Summons a couple of years back when he asked how many investigations has there been, the Navy will state to you that there's only been one investigation, and that was the original Naval Court of Inquiry. And as Mr. Rivera mentioned during his talk, he brought up the name Captain Ward Boston, someone that I view as a patriot, because Boston has quite clearly stated that, you know, they were told this will, you know, they're covering this up. Admiral Kidd told Boston, you know, Washington is not interested in the truth. I think it all ties from that day to this day, what happened to us then, and the events that happened prior to that, the Levant affair, things of that nature. It's a continuing deal with Israel, the way they operate. The American people better wake up before it's too late.
Well, you know what, Gary? It is too late for the 34 men who were killed that day. It is too late for the 4,000 men and women who have been killed in this present war. And, you know, the scary thing is, if they were able to get away with this 40 years ago, okay, when we, I mean, let's face it, you know, America, in terms of its accountability, in terms of its elected officials, it has not gone up. It has gone down. So if they could get away with what they got away with 40 years ago, what are they able to get away with today?
Right. You know, I want to ask a question. Phil and I have discussed this in the past on a number of occasions. I realize what AIPAC, the control they have over our congressmen and senators, the prostitutes in Washington, for the lack of a better word. Very few of them have got a backbone or a spine to them. They are so scared to run afoul of what AIPAC wants and the control structure that's out there. If you had somebody like that, that exerted that much control over you, you knew you had to vote for everything they wanted, would you like these people, or would you really despise them? Personally, I would despise them. And hopefully most of those politicians in Washington despise them, although they vote for them out of fear. I have to think perhaps something will happen someday that will tip the scales here. The pendulum will swing back in the other direction, and we'll get away from this foolish Middle East policy we have and chart a course of what's best for America. You know, the farewell speech of George Washington, he mentioned trade with all nations, but form no passion and attachment for any. And this little passion and attachment that we have for Israel, a country that we absolutely do not need, has bore much ill fruit, in my opinion.
Yeah, Gary, you bring up very, very interesting points, and I couldn't agree with you more. And there's another thing that I wanted to ask you. Is Gary, you know... And I know that we didn't know who was attacking us until the torpedo boats got there, because the airplanes were unmarked. Now, when we were in the Med doing what we were supposed to do, we had no animus. We weren't mad at Israel. In fact, we were hoping Israel would just kick the hell out of the Arabs because we thought they were our allies. When you found out it was the Israelis, and then when we were told to shut up, and then 40 years afterwards, does that bitterness grow on you? Does it get into your stomach more and more every day?
Oh yeah, I had very few preconceived prejudices when I went in the Navy, but I've come away an excessively bitter individual, and it's only grown worse as I've gotten older. And I'd like to liken that to something. A dear friend of mine, a Mr. Joe Bissett, a little guy that's been very supportive of us in this part of the country, he and I were able to get a couple of memorials, one in Louisiana and one in Texas. Mr. Joe and I was together, and we were talking about his service in World War II. 60 years after the fact, for him, he still cried when he talked about it. So this is not something that goes away. It's been 40 years from us, and hell, if I'm here 60 years after it happened, it will still be just as painful.
Gary, hold that thought if you would. We need to go to a break, and we'll be right back, and then we'll begin taking other calls. Everybody stay tuned for the Liberty Hour.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Liberty Hour this snowy March the 29th. Gary was complaining earlier before the show that it was gray and cloudy down in Louisiana. Well, we got 5 inches of snow last night, and we're going to get another 3 inches of snow today. So, Gary, I don't want to hear anything about how horrible it is in Louisiana.
Well, it'll be back up to 80 tomorrow.
Well, no. It won't be 80 here for another probably another 2 years.
Another 2 years, okay. You know, talking about the Liberty story, the powers that be, and like I say, they're not elected officials. You know, 9/11, for a little while, galvanized this country together, and you saw a lot of people waving a flag that wouldn't even have thought about buying one. Mm-hmm. I think that one of the things, I think the Liberty story is so explosive and so dangerous is one reason. That there's a lot of folks that are actually scared of us. They don't want this story to ever be told. I had a, to me, an unusual happening yesterday. I go in a little local restaurant here. I sat down with the owner and his wife, and we were chatting, and there was a gentleman sitting across from me. I was introduced to him. Didn't know him, never seen him before. And the owner of the place says, "Gary, wasn't you a crewman on the ship that the North Koreans attacked?" I said, "No, I was on another ship in the Mediterranean during the Six-Day War." The guy sitting there didn't know me from Adam. I didn't have nothing on that said USS Liberty. The guy said, "The USS Liberty." I said, "Yeah." I said, "You're correct." We chit-chatted a while. Turns out this guy is a retired history professor from a local university. And his statement to me was, everybody knows the truth. And he said, in my lifetime, it's probably the biggest cover-up I've ever known of. But nobody will do a damn thing about it. The politicians are so scared. What's it going to take to make them, our elected officials, come back around and be Americans again? And maybe have a statesman here and there.
Well, I think that, the question that you just asked rhetorically, Gary, is a very frightening question. What is it going to take to make our elected members of Congress become Americans again? And if 9/11 was not enough to make them understand that America has a serious problem with its relationship with Israel, I mean, even forgetting for a moment all of the evidence indicating that there were Israeli spies involved in this, that you had Israeli foreknowledge and all the rest of it, forget all of that, put all that to the side for a moment. The fact of the matter is that these people did not attack us on 9/11 because they hate our freedom. Okay?
That had nothing to do with it.
No, they attacked us because of our relationship with Israel. Now, that if 9/11 was not enough to make these Congress critters begin looking out for the best interests of the United States, then what is it going to take? Is it going to take a nuclear weapon going off in an American city before they finally decide to start upholding their oath of office?
You just said something. It brought something to mind that I saw this past week early in the week on television. Some rebel group, I think it was in Colombia, had a drum of uranium waste, stuff that would be used for a dirty bomb. Where in the world did they get that from? I'm not making an accusation here, but I'm just real curious. Where did these people get this material from? It showed it in a drum. They showed them dipping it out with a small spoon, putting some in a vial. And I thought, where in the world did they get this from?
Mm-hmm. Gary, if we can, we've got some callers lined up I'd like to bring up, if that's right with you. Bill, you have any objections?
No, I sure don't. Bring them up, and we hope that they have a lot to say because I'm interested in their views.
All right, let's bring up the first one who's been holding online patiently for at least an hour and a half, and that's Eileen in Florida.
Oh, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Hey, thank you so much. Excellent show, and so great to hear Gary again, because the last time I spoke with Gary, I told him he inspired me to write an article, and I'm in process now, and it's called The Industrial Military Media Security Surveillance Complex, and it's what your first speaker spoke so much about, this Israel spying thing in AIPAC, and I wanted to call to your audience. And I'm only talking here the 2005-2006 Senate cycle, over $3,278,000 pro-Israeli PAC funds were given to senators. I'm just talking the senators, and of course Joe Lieberman was number one. And the total pro-Arab American PAC funds for that same cycle only totaled $80,000 total for all of it. So this is who is buying most democracy, we can see very clearly. And it's not just getting, and I totally agree, we got to get on Congress, we got to email them, phone them, irritate them to no end, as Phil did, and as I try to do, and I know what Mark does, and anybody who has ever bothered, you know you're getting through, especially when they get to know you, so continue, persist that way, but also get on top of your local media, and mainstream media, Fox, CNN, they should be talking about McCain and Obama's weakness. We need to look at this situation, Israel-Palestine. Former President Carter, Jimmy Carter, said we, the people, should be basing our presidential vote on where these candidates stand on Israel-Palestine. They're not talking about it.
Eileen, hold that thought if you would, dear. We're going to go to a break, and we'll bring you up right after the break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last half hour of this program this week. You know, that song says a lot, ladies and gentlemen, standing at the gates of hell. You know, the commercial break that we just had lasted about two, three minutes, something like that. That is how close we came to launching a nuclear strike against Cairo 40 years ago. And this is not a theory. I strongly suggest two sources for this. The first is the book Operation Cyanide, written by Peter Hunnam, the investigative journalist who I also believe broke the Vanunu story involving Israel's nuclear weapons. And then the DVD, the video that was made by based on that book, Operation Cyanide, produced by the BBC, and it's entitled Dead in the Water. And you will see clearly in that DVD, in that video, and by reading a book, that eyewitnesses who were on board, I believe it was the USS Liberty, they saw a nuclear weapon being transported and loaded onto an F-4 Phantom jet, and it was on its way to Cairo. So this is not a theory, ladies and gentlemen. We came close to, as Phil indicated in his most recent article, we came 120 seconds from nuclear Armageddon, and nothing has changed since then, ladies and gentlemen. We have the same characters. We have the same ideology in place. And so literally within the span of what we just covered in that commercial break, that's how close we came to the gates of hell. So anyway, Eileen, go ahead and finish your thoughts.
Thank you very much. And you began your show talking about, you know, it's 5 years now in Iraq, and also it's 5 years now, just 3 days before America bombed Baghdad, Rachel Corrie, an American, altruistic, nonviolent American citizen who took her tax dollars, her family's tax dollars, how they were spent, very seriously, and went over to Gaza and was run over by a caterpillar, and her family is still seeking justice and open investigation, just as the Liberty Vets continue to seek that same kind of justice. And my point was, it's not enough just to keep on Congress. You got to keep on this mainstream media, because in Orwell's 1984, you know, and Stalin, and Gary said this, it was Stalin, I think, who said, you know, whoever controls the media controls the mind.
Moshe Dayan said that.
Oh, okay, okay. I think he might have got it from Stalin, I'm not sure. But beside the point, it's true. And we, the new Fourth Estate here, and I would credit Rachel Corrie as being the first in that, a civilian journalist who went to see for herself and then was horrified. I've been 5 times to Israel, Palestine, and I'm horrified at the way our tax dollars are used and how our media and government shield the truth about what's going on. So thank you, Mark and Phil, for speaking out with this show. Thank you for all that. But I please encourage everybody who's listening, definitely get on Congress, but also get on your local media. Where are they? And why aren't these candidates talking about Israel-Palestine? And also wanted to talk about, to invite you all onto my website and see a video. You're not going to see it on mainstream media. It's from The Guardian, an Iraqi journalist who's videoed the heart of Baghdad. It's an open-air prison that's dividing Sunni and Shia populations behind 12-foot walls, and these 12-foot walls are dwarfed by the 30-foot-high concrete walls in occupied Palestine, which the Court of Justice has deemed illegal because it is not on the green line. It's grabbing Palestinian land. The 30th of this month, we commemorate Land Day. I've got an article about that, but definitely this video on my March 27th blog, weareWideAwake.org. The McCain thing. We really need to get on, while we've got the window of opportunity, to get on these candidates to raise the most crucial issue of our time, how our tax dollars are spent, and on the Israeli spying. And I'm quoting Naomi Klein out of The Nation here, talking about, you know, before, you know, when the dot-com bubble burst in 2000, Israel's economy, you know, went down the tubes, but then 9/11 happened. And according to Klein, much of their growth has been in the so-called homeland security sector. Before 9/11, homeland security barely existed as an industry, but by the end of this coming year, Israel will have exported to us $1.2 billion, an increase of 20%, in products and services, which are precisely the tools and technologies Israel has been using to lock in the occupied territories. So we need to see what goes around comes around, and we are becoming more and more of a police state. And we are, because of our tax dollars, supporting apartheid in Israel-Palestine. We, the people, need to understand this, and we, the people, need to get on our elected officials and also the mainstream media, and don't back down. Keep it on.
All right. Thank you, Eileen. We've got some more calls we need to pull up here. So, everybody, I encourage you to go to Eileen's website, weareWideAwake.org, and also, you know, go there, read what she has to say about Vanunu. Mordecai Vanunu, he needs our help, he needs our support, so I would ask that you go there. Let's see, we've got some callers we need to bring up here, so let's go to Leo.
Hi. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, hi, I'm glad to have you Liberty people on. Now, what I'm about to say may turn your stomach, but look at the bright side of it. Now, get your barf bags out.
Okay.
I'm serious. Let's have a quasi. See, the trouble with us is we're playing it straight. We've got to play this from the court jester outlook. I want to campaign nationwide in each state to make Israel the 51st state. Now, before you go crazy about it, just think about it. Jonathan Pollard would still have to be in jail in Israel. Nobody could go to Israel and get away from us. You see, we could tax these people. Think about now. What we could do also is take our American flag and turn it upside down and put little stars of David for the 51 stars. Or we could lay 50 stars straight. Then we'd have this one little star of David in the middle. I mean, now think about it. We've got to do this because the regular way is not working. Do you see where I'm coming from about this? We have to do something that's going to bring us to the issue and maybe get arrested or something. We've got to be standing on the street corners getting people to sign on to petitions. Do you see where I'm going with this?
I mean,
we could make AIPAC, we could say, help save AIPAC from being listed as a foreign agent. You see how far we could take this?
I understand. I know where you're going. I mean, let's face it. I mean, de facto, that is the situation.
Well, let's make it legitimate. Let's put it in wheels. Put the wheels in motion. We've got to do something to wake people up. Unless we do this, we'll just be talking. We're talking to ourselves right now. We don't control the media. We're not out there. We're not spreading our message. So let's do it in a funny way that will freak them out totally. I mean, you don't see the upside of this. I mean, you just don't get it, do you?
No, I do get it. Phil, you want to comment on that?
I really can't because I just barely could hear him. So I really would be a disservice.
Well, okay. How about you, Gary?
I'm like Phil. I barely can hear what the man is saying.
Okay, you two old men need to get your hearing aids fixed.
Well, you basically repeat to him what I said. Repeat to him directly what I said.
What Leo is suggesting we do is that we mount a propaganda campaign to have Israel inducted as the 51st state of the Union and basically take this to show people how absurd this situation is by making her a state of the United States. It would make people understand just how much in bed the United States is with Israel. And by doing this, it would make them aware of it. The problem that I see with this, Leo, is that I don't think that the American people are going to be as outraged over this fact as you might hope. I think that a good segment of them, because of the brainwashing that they have received over the course of the last three generations, they would say, well, of course Israel should be the 51st state. In fact, let's make her the capital of the United States. So anyway, Leo, we've got some more calls and very little time. Thank you for calling in. Let's see. We've got Byron in Canada. Byron, come on up. Byron.
Hey, congratulations on you picking up a couple more radio stations. I guess it's my loss now, and I will probably never get a chance to talk to you again, but anyway, what you're doing is great work.
That's not true, Byron. I told you.
I know.
Get a hold of me Saturday night.
I know you're busy, Mark. I just started teasing you. But what you just said a while ago is exactly right. It wouldn't be the American people against it. It'd be the Israelis. And if we did, if they did come into the Union, like you said, they would want to be the capital of the United States. So I don't think that'd be such a great idea.
Right.
Hey, getting back to what you said about that nuclear bomb. Did that? Okay. When the U.S. Liberty was hit, that was on the 7th of June.
June 8th.
Okay, and the war started on the 6th.
I believe it was the 4th.
Yeah, by then, Egypt had been almost totally defeated anyway. So why?
Exactly.
But I don't understand why the United States would want to go and bomb Cairo. We've argued about this before. I still have problems. Could it have been that the United States had a nuclear weapon aboard that F-4 or whatever it was to show Russia they better keep the hell out of, not to side in with Egypt, that, we've got a nuclear weapon that could take care of them if they decided to get into that war?
Gary, you want to answer that? Gary.
Reason I want to respond to it, that's something that has always troubled me, that about the, I do know that the nuclear missiles were launched off the one, I think the America, and I was told by a fellow from the America that, you know, it was a situation of launch or lose or the possibility of that. But it's something that has bothered me for years and years. We had four crewmen that were not medevaced to the America, but they were sent over to, the USS Little Rock, which was the flagship of the Sixth Fleet. And the skipper on board the Little Rock on June 9 told the four Liberty surviving crewmen that were there for medical treatment that we came within 3 minutes of nuking Cairo. Now, I mean, I know that Lyndon Johnson hated Nasser, far as that goes. I don't know if we came within 3 minutes or not, but I do know that, that the people in field at the time felt like that we came that close.
Hey.
I don't know what the Russians played in all of that. I don't think that the Russians played nearly the significant role as they've always been given credit for.
Yeah, I my point was Egypt was defeated by then, and I just don't know why.
Yes, sir, and you're absolutely correct. I mean, unless Israel were trying to change the complexion and the makeup of the Middle East 40 years ago, and they didn't succeed then, and they're still trying to this day to do it.
Yeah. Hey, there's just one other thing. There's 100 questions I have, and unfortunately, you guys bring up so many questions, and my mind gets all mangled up a little bit, but there's one thing I do want to remember. I think it was just a fellow that was speaking there. He said, after all these years, the longer that it goes, the more his stomach gets all jumbled up. And I you know, and one thing that I have noticed, and I mean, I can understand why, but when it's an Americans being killed, it just seems like their lives seem like they're so much more important than other people's lives, and of course that goes with the Israelis. And I'm just wondering, these Iraqis, now we know there's been so many lies told about Saddam Hussein, and now the latest one was that the Pentagon said he had absolutely nothing to do, there was no murder attempt on President Bush, so that's just another lie that you can put to the side that was told about Saddam Hussein, that he tried to kill the first George Bush, along with everything else. In fact, Saddam Hussein, out of this whole thing, is probably the only one that's been the most honest by far of any leader that's involved in this whole thing. And that's including Tony Blair, the president of Spain, the Australian president. Just go down the list. Saddam Hussein has been the only one that's been honest. But I'm just wondering, if you look back, we've killed, I would say, liberally speaking, probably, or conservatively speaking, probably close to 2 million Iraqis have died through sanctions, through sectarian fighting, what we've been bombing the hell out of, and I think we've been killing a lot more people with our bombing. The number of our soldiers has went down because the United States is using a lot more bombs to kill Iraqis. And I'm just kind of wondering if you feel that bitter that you said after 40 years it's got worse. There was only 31 Americans, and I say that with respect. But can you imagine how the Iraqis, how the Muslims, how the Arab world feels? A country that was basically innocent, even if you want to go back to the first Gulf War, when they went into Kuwait, there was only about 40 Kuwaitis that was actually killed. And Saddam had a lot better excuse and more honest reasons for going into Kuwait than what the United States had going into Iraq in the first Gulf War. Can you imagine the bitterness and the hard feelings that's going to last for generations, and especially now, if we hear everything about those DU weapons that's been used about all of the kids that are born with deformities and whatever. How is the Iraqi people, how do you, the Muslims in general, the Arab world, how are they ever going to get over, how are they going to forget everything that United States has been responsible for?
Well, they don't be like that. They're going to be like that one lone Confederate soldier on Stone Mountain, Georgia. They're going to say, forget hell. They ain't never going to forget. And I don't think they're going to forgive.
And you can't blame them either, can you?
No, and I don't think that religion believes in turn the other cheek.
people. Well, obviously the Christian religion doesn't either, because if you're taking what the United States has been doing to the Iraqis and just going back to how many missiles did Clinton send into Baghdad after it came out that Saddam tried to assassinate the president? How many missiles did we send into Baghdad? So obviously, and I was raised a Christian, by the way, but obviously Christians don't believe in turning the other cheek either. So anyway, great
thank
show.
You for an excellent call.
All right, thanks.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Right.
Let's see. Manny, we got a break coming up. Manny. Ooh, I know we have a break. 20 seconds. All right. Well, listen, we've got one more caller on the line. We will bring him up after the break. But, Gary, you want to finish off this segment by commenting on what Byron had to say?
I can. I can try it.
Well, you're going to have to wait, buddy, because there's the music. Phil, are you still alive back there?
I'm still here.
All right.
I'm
good.
I'm enjoying the show very much.
All right. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we will wrap up this week's Liberty Hour. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming into the last few minutes of the Liberty Hour. It's been a really fascinating 2 hours, and I would just like to thank Gary Brummett, my very dear friend and shipmate, for taking his time out of his day to come on the air And also, I would like to have Mark, if you would please, Mark, give out our website and also John Gadesco's website. So if anybody's interested in getting further into the Liberty story, they can go there, and everything's archived, and they can check it out, leave comments or whatever. If you would do that, please.
Yeah,
and again, Gary. Thank you.
Our website is usslibertywordpress.com. That's the site that Phil and I maintain. I'm sorry to say, Phil, I don't have John Gadesco's website, but if you're interested in finding it, just send me an email, or I'll put something up on the website today.
I can type in.
People know. Yeah, go ahead.
They can type in USS Liberty, John Gadesco, and his site will pop up. It's not that hard to find.
Okay, great. We've got one more caller, guys, if we can pull him up. Let's bring in Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, come on up. Dave?
Really enjoying the show.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Mark, this is what I was thinking. When we talk about the payoff to Admiral McCain, Israel paying him off, with his son eventually becoming president of the United States. Now, it's my understanding that the communists actually agreed to let McCain go home 6 years sooner than he actually came home, and that McCain refused to, quote-unquote, leave his comrades behind. Now, it seems to me that may have been the first payoff to Admiral McCain, that Israel maybe used its influence with the communists to get them to agree to let McCain go home early. That was the one point, the one question I was going to pose. I realize it would certainly probably be speculation. Nobody absolutely knows for sure or maybe has proof, but it sure seems funny that they're just allowing McCain to go home 6 years early and nobody else. The other point I'll just make real quick, then I'll get off and let you guys maybe respond if you have time, but... I followed that very closely with the whole story, like the DEA report on the Israeli Mossad spies posing as art students, and also the arrests of the Mossad agents, right in New York City with their cameras chairing the fall of the Twin Towers and so on. But remember that fake of Attorney General Ashcroft just wrote all that evidence off. Is just an urban myth,
right?
And if that doesn't prove that our top officials, all the way to the top of the Attorney General, are just in the pocket of the Israeli lobby, I don't know what does. And so I'll get off, guys, and thanks a million. And I'll just listen on the air to your response, okay?
Thank you, Dave. Good to hear you again. Dave makes a good point there. You know, Ashcroft would call this an urban legend. Well, this urban legend was covered by Fox News in a four-part series on Israeli spying. Unfortunately, Fox News pulled it off its website after Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League visited Fox headquarters and said, "You got to get this stuff off the Internet. You're killing us with it." So there is the music, fellas. That means that we're at the end of this week's show. Phil, I'm going to give you the last word.
Thanks, Mark. I think it was a great show. Thank you, Gary. Again, I appreciate you being with us, and I hope everybody comes back next week. We're going to have another fascinating show with interesting guests, and we look forward to your calls. It means a lot to us for you to call in, talk to us, tell us what you feel. And together, we need to change America and get the truth out about the USS Liberty. When that truth comes out, this country will change. Once